Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of Mount Zion at the 12th Hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 1, 2016, or officially 2020. We'll start our first service of the day with a song entitled, He Touched Me. Continue on right to the very end with this subject of the everlasting covenant, actually. We're in Jeremiah 23, a righteous king promise. We're going to deal with that to start our subject today. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Yahweh. Therefore thus saith the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, against the pastures that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again unto their folds. They shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. Yeah. Now, he mentions this name David here, as if this David is going to be here in the last days. But what I see here is David is dead and gone, but it's his everlasting covenant Yahweh made with David, that he said that he will always have a man to sit upon the throne of David toward the end of time. So he's talking about in these last days, he's going to raise up a righteous branch unto the house of David. And it's going to be an antitypical David there sitting upon that throne of David here in these last days. So this is what he means when he says, I'm going to raise up a righteous branch unto David. Talking about the David of old, but he's going to have his contemporary part in these last days in the form of a prophet. And that prophet name is Elijah. Actually, yes, Elijah is the same thing as Eliyahu, two parts of Yahweh's, the Father's name. Just transliterated in the English and spelt with five letters, but in the beginning in the Hebrew, it's spelled with seven letters, Eliyahu. Okay. So this antitypical Elijah today, then, is since Yahweh is not going to bring the Elijah, the Tishbite, back, and play this part of the point out in Malachi, Eliyahu. Since he's not going to bring him back, he's going to have somebody that's in the spirit and power of this Elijah. That's also going to have to be an antitypical person. But that antitypical person that's going to represent Elijah in the last days, Malachi 4:5, it will be someone with the name of David, biblical name David. So you put the two together, and then you call him Eliyahu David. Okay, so that's what we're looking at right now. It says, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch." Okay, "and a king shall reign and prosper." So you see, it's a king. This is a antitypical King David. Someone raised up on the throne of David. And this righteous branch is going to be his purified congregation of the 144,000. That's going to be the righteous branch. "A king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Earth and prophecy, as we have learned before, according to Revelation 17 and other places, is the geographic location will be the United States. And so it says in verse 6, "In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yeshua, or righteousness." Now when it says there in Jeremiah 33 that he's going to raise unto David a righteous branch, and he's going to execute judgment and justice in the land, that's talking about the land of Israel. But in Jeremiah 23 it says he's going to execute judgment and justice in the earth. So the earth then would be the United States, and the land in Jeremiah 33 would be the land of Israel. That's how you make the distinction. "In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel," okay, "shall dwell safely." Okay, now when it says "and Israel shall dwell safely," this is talking about the land of Israel. "And this is his name." Now notice it says, "and this is his name whereby he shall be called a Yeshua, or righteousness." So, this antitypical David, he is going to be called the Yeshua, or righteousness. "Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that they shall no more say the Yahweh liveth," which brought, let's do that again. "Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Yeshua." Now, Yeshua, he has also the name Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, and "that they shall no more say the Yeshua liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt." Yeshua is the one that went with Moses down into Egypt, He was that rock in the cloud, according to 1 Corinthians 10:4. He was that rock in the cloud, according to Paul. He says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for that they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was the Yeshua, the Messiah. Okay. So we don't have any trouble with that now. Going along with Jeremiah 23, verse 8, 1 Corinthians 10:4. Okay, now it says, but the Yeshua liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Okay, so now it says, and let's repeat that verse 7 and 8 again and make an analysis here. It says, therefore, behold, the days come. Well, we're looking at those days right now in front of us. Saith the Yeshua, that they shall no more say, the Yeshua liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. In other words, his last day saints that are occupying the everlasting kingdom of David, 144,000, they're not going to be saying, the Yeshua liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Yeshua liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country. Now this seed is the remnant, the 144,000, that comes out of the Seventh-day Adventist Church with the judgment of Ezekiel 9. And that started in 2002. Ezekiel 9 kicked in 2002 to start the judgment of the living and opening of the seventh seal. That's mentioned there in Revelation chapter 8. And from all the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Now, why did the Heavenly Father drive the children of Israel and all these countries around the world? They lost their identity as far as the people in the world are concerned. They lost their identity, but they didn't lose their racial distinctiveness. Because Yahweh kept a record of their racial distinctiveness wherever they went. He caused them to be purged out of the land of Israel because of their apostasy and wickedness and deciding to serve and offer up sacrifices unto Baal instead of unto him. And so he had them taken into captivity by the enemies round about them, and they were dispersed among the nations. But he says he's going to bring them back during these last days because he knows who they are and where they're at. He did that to preserve their life and so that the Jews, the Israelite people, could carry on and still produce seed until the end time and still be a people to fulfill prophecy in these end times. It says so right here in verse 8, Jeremiah 23. But the Yeshua liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. So he does this here in the last days because he has preserved Israel, the Israelite, Hebrew Israelites, all through those centuries, from the time they were dispersed in 721 B.C., and assimilated into the Assyrian nations round about them. And then Judah was taken into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar to Babylon in 605 B.C. And we have a Judah presence today, but we don't have the ten tribes presence today that went in captivity in 721. Into the Assyrian nation. But we do have a presence of Judah being in Jerusalem today. Okay. So it says, judgment on false prophets. This is Jeremiah 23:9. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome. Because of the Yahweh and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of the adulterers. For because of swearing the land mourneth, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith Yahweh. Wherefore their way shall be unto me as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their salvation, saith Yahweh. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. Now, Samaria is in the northern part of Israel. Alright? And it belongs to the land of Israel. They prophesied in Baal. And told my people Israel, the 10 tribes that went north, separated from Judah, the 2 tribes in the south. In 721 B.C., those 10 tribes went into captivity because they had chosen to separate and go north, made their headquarters at Samaria. Verse 14, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem and horrible things. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Yahshua of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Yahrushim is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Yahshua of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. And this is Yahshua talking. They make you vain, they speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Yahweh, the Father. They say still unto them that despise me, Yahweh has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of Yahweh and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, the whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. And the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken unto them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evils of their doing. Am I an Elohim at hand, said Yahweh, and not an Elohim afar off? Can any hide himself in the secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? I have heard what the prophet said that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man unto his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Okay. For the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff unto the wheat, saith Yahweh? Is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophet, saith Yahweh, and I steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophet, saith Yahweh, that use their tongues and say, he said, behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams and the saith Yahweh, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahweh. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Yahweh? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith Yahweh. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of Yahweh, I will even punish that man in his house. Thus shall you say every one unto his neighbor and every one unto his brother, what hath Yahweh answered, and what hath Yahweh spoken? And the burden of the Yahweh shall be, shall ye mention no more. For every man's word shall be his burden, for you have perverted the words of the living Elohim, and the Yahshua of hosts are Elohim. Thus shalt thou say unto the prophet, what hath Yahweh answered thee? And what hath the prophet, what hath the Yahweh spoken? But since ye say, the burden of the Yahweh, therefore thus saith Yahweh, because you say this word, the burden of the Yahweh, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of the Yahweh. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. Now, he's talking to the Seventh-day Adventist Church right here, the spiritual Israel of the day. Ellen G. White said on Counsels on Health, in the book Counsels on Health, she says, Seventh-day Adventists, we are the spiritual Israel of today. Okay, so this is what these Latter-day prophecies are for. They're unto the spiritual house of Israel, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, collectively. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, verse 40, Jeremiah 23. And a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Okay, folks, that needed to be stated today about the true and the false prophets. Yahweh identifies them, and so make sure that if you feel that you're called of Yahweh to deliver a message, make sure that the Yahweh has called you, and make sure that He has sent you, and make sure that your message is from Him, and that you can back it up to the law and the testimony, Isaiah 8:20. Okay, if you can do that, then you can go forward and deliver your message unto whomever He sends you to. Right. Now we go to Jeremiah 31 for our next chapter to read, dealing with the covenant. Said, at the same time, said to Yahweh, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. This is the restoration of Israel now. We're dealing with the restoration of Israel. Said, at the same time, let's read the last few verses of chapter 30. Okay, it says, let's start with verse 18. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents. And that's the 144,000. That's the captivity of Jacob's tents. And they come out of the Adventist Church here in this 12th parabolic hour that we have been in since 2002. And have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. For their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause them to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me? Saith Yahweh. and ye shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. Behold, the whirlwind of the Yahweh goeth forth to Syria, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked, the sinners, that is, those that are consecrated sinners. You have the consecrated righteous, and you have consecrated sinners. They choose to be this way because they never studied to show themselves approved and to learn how to graduate from a sinner to a saint through the sanctuary service. As David says in Psalm 77, verse, I believe it's Psalm 77.
Psalm 77:13.
Thy way, O Yahweh, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great? Elohim is our Elohim. All right, it says in Jeremiah 30, verse 24, the fierce anger of the Yahweh shall not return until he hath done it, and until he hath performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it. Now, that's where we're at. We're in the latter days, and this is what you've got to consider. You've got to consider what you just heard. Now we go into chapter 31, restoration of Israel. That's what chapter 31 is about. Here in these last days, the restoration of Israel. At the same time, said the Yahweh, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel. That's talking about the family of David. It says so then, and it talks about that in Zechariah, about these different families. In Zechariah chapter 12, okay, it says in verse 10, of Zechariah 12, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hadrimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn every family apart. It says the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart. The family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart. Nathan was a prophet to David, you know, back then. The family of the house of Levi apart. That is your priesthood that ministered in the sanctuary for Israel when they came out of Egypt and ended up in the wilderness for 40 years, the tribe of Levi that did an apostatize at Kadesh Barnea. That was the only tribe that didn't apostatize. So Yahweh set them apart as a priesthood because of that. So it says the family of the house of Levi apart. So we're going to have Levi come forward in our day. They're going to come forward. They're going to be resurrected, just like the family of the house of David is going to be resurrected. And the family of the house of Nathan is going to be resurrected and their wives. It says the family of the house of Levi apart and their wives apart. The family of Shimei apart and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart and their wives apart. Okay, so now when Jeremiah 31 is talking about all the families of Israel, I just read them to you. They're in in Zechariah chapter 12. So it says Jeremiah 31:2, it says, thus saith Yahweh, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause them to rest. Yahweh hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Okay, and how did he love them with an everlasting love? By establishing his everlasting covenant with him, and then declaring there in Psalms 89:34, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that's going out of my lips. So those that keeps the covenant with Yahweh in their generations, when he calls them forth to be his progenitors of the righteous line to raise up the tabernacle of David here in these last days, he says, that he loves these people with an everlasting love because he has established his everlasting covenant with them. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and thou shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common thing. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise, yea, and let us go up unto Zion, unto the Yeshua, our Savior. All right, now, we have another prophecy in Hosea that talks the same language over here with the minor prophet Hosea. And let's go see what Hosea says about this here, going up to Mount Zion. It says in Hosea chapter 3, verse about 3, it says, And I said unto her, Thou shalt abide for me many days, and thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek the Yeshua their Savior, and David their king, and shall fear the Yeshua and his goodness in the latter days. Now, we have another prophecy in Ezekiel 37. Okay, let's go look at another prophecy. And Ezekiel, he's on the ball, and Yahweh's giving him prophecies for these latter days, for sure. And he talks about the valley of dry bones that's got to be resurrection, which represents the whole house of Israel. And he says, after they're resurrected and joined with the living house of Israel, the 144,000 here in the end time, that's what we're looking at. There's a very next great event on the scene will be this event of the gathering of the 144,000 and then the resurrection of the whole house of Israel mentioned there. Starting in actually Ezekiel 30, about 36. So it says in Ezekiel 37, it says he's going to join the two houses together. Well, you have to resurrect them, though, to join them together. And so it says, in Ezekiel 37:18, And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, the 10 tribes, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah. And make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. This is a joining of the 10 tribes back to the 2 tribes, the Judah and Benjamin in the south, here in these last days. This is a latter-day prophecy. Making the 2 kingdoms of Israel that were subjugated after Solomon's death, and the 2 great kingdoms, now they're put together, and they have become consolidated now into one great kingdom here in these last days. Verse 20, Ezekiel 37, And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thy hand before their eyes. And say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, from among the Gentile nations, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king unto them all. And they shall be no more 2 nations, neither shall they be divided into 2 kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any other transgression. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David, my servant, this antitypical David, that's the one talking to you right now, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgment, observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. That's the temple. That's the sanctuary service. Where you come to church, that's the tabernacle, where you go and worship. Yea, I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people, and the heathen, those that refuse to be converted unto the Hebrews movement, the Hebrew Israelites, they're the heathen, they're the Gentile nation, and they are also those among the Hebrews that refuse to be converted to these last day prophets, and they are all collectively called heathen together, both Jew and Gentile, that refuse to accept the present truth in these last days and be converted and be saved. Shall know that I, Yahweh, do sanctify Israel when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. But that sanctuary was restored in 1970 by yours truly, Brother W. Johnson, a Seventh-day Adventist, and then he converted to Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, then he converted to Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventist. So you have three branches of the Adventist Church. You have the Seventh-day Adventist, you have the Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, the Shepherd Rod, then you have the Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, the Gilead Center. That's where I abided from 1970 to 2003 with Brother W. Johnson at the Branch Davidian headquarters in Kermit, Texas. Okay. So now, that's the end of Ezekiel 37, verse 28 was the last verse. So what are we learning? We are learning that let's go back now to Jeremiah 31, and this continues. It says in verse 10, it says, hear the word of Yahweh, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Yahweh hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yahweh for wheat, and for wine, and for oil. Okay. So wine represents Yahshua's blood. When you take it at his supper, the Passover, once a year. Okay. The wheat represents the grain that represents the remnant, the 144,000. And the oil represents present truth. And for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden. And they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus saith Yahweh, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith Yahweh, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith Yahweh, that thy children shall come again unto their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock. Unaccustomed unto the yoke, turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Yahweh my Elohim. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a present child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, said the other. Sit thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps. Sit thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again unto thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For Yahweh has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Thus saith Yahshua of hosts, the king of Israel. As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah, and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. Now who's going to bring again their captivity? Yahshua the Son. He's here on this earth right now, getting ready and preparing to do this. Yahshua bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof together husbandmen, and they shall go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. Now, do you get this? He's going to literally make a physical restoration of the 12 tribes of Israel into one great kingdom in the land of Israel, upon the mountains of Israel. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Yahweh. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten their sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge, that every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. A new covenant now, start in verse 31. This is a new covenant that he's going to make with these latter-day saints. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. That's when he puts the two back together again. They haven't been put back together yet, but they're going to be here in this 12th parabolic hour that we've been in since 2002. Not according unto the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Yahweh, for they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Okay, so now it says, verse 35, thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahshua of hosts is his name. And those, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahshua, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. So it says the seed of Israel then shall cease. Well, what did I read to you earlier about him coming out of the north country and bringing the seed of Israel? It said that Yahshua lived and brought the seed of Israel out of the north country. Okay, now let's go ahead. Verse 37. Thus saith Yahshua, if heaven above can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that the city shall be built to the Yahweh from the tower of Hananel unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Gareb, and shall compass about unto Goath, and the whole valley of the dead bodies, and of the ashes, and of all the fields, unto the brook of Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Yahweh. It shall not be plucked up or thrown down anymore forever. Okay, now our next chapter, actually it's chapter 32, verse 40 says, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Now I had the whole chapter of Jeremiah 32 on my last study, so I'm going to go on to now chapter 33 of Jeremiah 33. And we're going to deal with the word covenant. We're going to continue on with this everlasting covenant. And it says, Jeremiah 33, start with verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, or came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith Yahweh, the maker thereof, the Yahweh that formed it to establish it, the Yahweh is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. That's what I've done today. I've called upon him, and I've asked him to show me things that I need to know. And he's showing these things to me. He said, for thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mountains and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of the men whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return. There's your 10 tribes and your 2 tribes put back together. We just read about that a while ago. And I will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall come to, and it shall be unto me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. So it says, it's going to be a joy and a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. Didn't Jericho tremble for 40 years when the Israel was on their way to the promised land, and they was going to make Jericho their first stop. They were out in the wilderness, and Israel sent two spies into Jericho. Jericho was walled up with high walls, impenetrable, and the spies went in there, and Rahab the harlot hid them, for she was in her heart, she was a righteous person, but she was practicing a horrible practice of harlotry, but nevertheless her heart was right with Yahweh, and her heart was right with Israel, and so she hid the spies, and the spies says, when we come back to take the land, Jericho is going to be our first city. And said, she said, well, will you remember me when you come back to take the city? And so the spy says, we will remember you and your household. Said, put a red scarlet ribbon in your window and mark it. And says, when we come back to take the city, and they came back 40 years later, and she says, you know, Jericho trembled for 40 years. They had fear in their heart for 40 years for fear of those Israelites out in that wilderness that one day they're going to come and do that to them. So it says, verse 10, Jeremiah 33, thus saith Yahweh, again, this shall be heard in this place, which ye say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise ye Yahshua of hosts, for the Yahweh is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of Yahweh, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first saith Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, again in this place which is desolate without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be an habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith the Yahweh. Now here we got the branch of righteousness now shows up. It says in verse 14, behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and unto the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Yahshua or righteousness. Now the church is going to take on, this house of David is going to take on a new identity. First, he says the righteous branch is a he, and it also says here, here that he is also, and he shall execute judgment. It's talking about this antitypical David, Yahshua, is with him. As a righteous branch, and 144,000 that are the congregation that represents this righteous branch that's grown up under David. In verse 17, for thus saith the Yahweh, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priest, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings, and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have his son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, and my ministers. So Yahweh says in Psalms 89:34, David is quoting this, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that's gone out of my lips. That's that covenant David is talking about Yahweh made with him. He says, I'll not break my covenant with David, Psalms 89:34. Okay, it says, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. That's the priesthood. And Moses came from the tribe of Levi, the first deliverer of Israel out of Egypt. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families, which the Yahweh hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that there should be no more a nation before them. What are the two families? The 10 tribes and the 2 tribes of Israel. That makes up the 144,000 today. Thus saith Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. So he says, if his covenant can be broken, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob, the 12 tribes, 144,000, that's today is the seed of Jacob, and David my servant, I'll cast him away too. So that I will not take any of his seed, of David's seed, to be rulers over any of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. This brings the end of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Zion's Hill by the Elijah Davis song that I've written. Well, I'm going to Kentucky. That's just high on Zion's Hill. There are no pretenders, only those who do God's will. Once you go with me to Zion's Hill, you can walk from and chill at the beauty that is all around on Zion Hill of the bound. Don't you make it to the city, it's a world bound of gold, some with many more stars than others. Each star represents the soul. Won't you go with me to Zion's Hill? We can walk on among the flowers and trill at the beauty that is all around on Zion Hill of the bound. When I get to the city, there'll be folks I want to meet. There'll be joy and abundance. There'll be dancing in the street. Won't you go with me to Zion's Hill? Because folks come on the flowers and trill. Up Zion.